Yeah.
Colonel Kennedy.
Good morning, sir.
As soon as you get any further information from Henry, what I'm interested in now is not substance, but with regard to his own plans and
right.
so forth, you bring it right over at the EOB, because I'm
working, I will.
Working on other things, but I want to get that off. All right.
Yes, sir, right.
Because the other thing is that in terms of the informing of people, I'm having Timmons make up the list of, various people, but there's also, it should occur to me, most important, there's the question of Rogers and Laird, of course.
Right, I mentioned this in a note to Henry last night.
Yeah, and it's something I don't want to do. I'm not going to, I don't want to, I want them to be able to appeal to me about with regard to changing schedules and so forth, you know, which they will do.
Yes, sir, right.
Take you off to Henry. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir, I understand.
And on the other hand, telephone calls will handle that, I don't know. I think they will. But we'll see. Either that, or what could happen is that you could do it from here. See if Henry's in Florida with me.
Or I could go over and see them as I did Johnson and Mr. Rush the last time.
Johnson and Rush at the time of the... which time?
Yes, sir.
When did you see them? At the time we...
I saw them...
at the time we stopped the bombing?
Right.
Then at the time we started it. Well, we had a meeting.
When we started.
What?
No, I saw them when we stopped. No, I'm sorry. When we started.
You started them on the 18th. You saw them on the 18th.
That's right.
Right. Informed them.
That's right.
But you could go over and see them and just give them the dope and just say it's... so forth and so on. The way this schedule is working now... I'm not quite clear that because there's so many messages crossed, but Henry now is pushing the Hague departure off till Sunday night.
Sunday evening, yes, sir.
Well, how about the Hague announcement? You see,
well,
and what about remember the idea I had? We discussed here as to whether we could have the Hague announcement and the bombing thing, and lumped together.
I think, sir, if he goes in the evening, just an announcement by Ron that he's left, just calling the wires. Then in the morning, the bombing announcement.
Is the bombing announcement in the morning? Is there
in the morning?
Is there a purpose for that to be at that point? What I'm thinking actually is getting is what I'm getting. Frankly, is getting that announcement moved up to. So that it gets the weekend and press and the news magazines, but it's not understand indispensable. It's just
well,
would be desirable.
Yeah, the trouble with it is, it wouldn't actually go into effect, you see, until Monday night.
Because the agreement is, it goes into effect Monday night. Is that right?
Yes, that's 48 hours after he returns.
Uh-huh.
So if this is like explaining yesterday.
So you shouldn't have too much of a lag.
That's right, because they'll ask, well, why didn't you just make it effective immediately?
So what you would say is that General Haig is leaving. You would announce he was leaving on Sunday night.
Right, yes, sir. Well, they'll know he's gone.
Yeah. Just as well that Henry have a day with me at Florida, which was not we now plan.
Right.
And with Haig, before we announce we're going to stop the bombing, or otherwise it looks like we just up willy-nilly and stopped it before I consulted with him.
Right.
Even though we have been consulting, you know what I mean?
It's
nothing like sitting down face-to-face, they think. That's your thought, is it? Is that what you meant?
I think that's right. And I mentioned this to Ron last night. This gave him no trouble.
Yeah.
He thought this would be all right because
the
Sunday night thing would be a relatively low-key. It's sort of normal. He's done it each time.
Right. That won't be much of a story. Following morning, Ron would...
Well, that'll make a story, of course.
Oh, of course, but the following morning is when he would announce it.
Yes, sir, right.
Mm-hmm. Progress. Okay. And, of course, the informing the congressmen and senators, Rogers and Laird, seems to me that practically has to be Sunday night.
I think we'll have to...
Well, at least Rogers and Laird and the ones that can be trusted, because...
Well, I'm thinking that we might have to get to Mr. Rogers and Mr. Laird earlier. We're going to have great pressure. They're going to naturally want to know, well, Henry's coming back. What's up?
Yeah.
Be coming back Saturday. They'll know this.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, with my, that'll be one advantage. See, I'm tentatively planning to go to Florida today.
Yes, okay.
So that, you see, I don't want to call him in and tell him.
Right.
Because I don't want any argument. You could go, you could just drop over and say the president, you see, tomorrow the announcement will come, he's coming back, and you could go over and say the president wants you to know that there's been a major breakthrough in the negotiations, but you've got to swear that to God you know nothing about it.
That's right.
You could do that, couldn't you?
Yes, sir.
And this is the way we're going to handle it. Haig's going to Saigon, and that's that. And,
Well, we could probably even wait to do that till Sunday morning.
Time.
Well, because Ron will have to say something about Henry's departure by about 6 in the morning tomorrow. It will be noontime over there.
Will he know by 6 in the morning that he is coming back?
Yes, sir. He'll have to go fairly early, and that means it'll be running all day. So we'll be under pressure all day from both of them, and quite logically.
And then, well, sure. And so your thought is,
Haig has gone down to see you.
So then your thought would be to tell Rogers and Laird tomorrow, then.
I would think we'd almost have to, sir.
Well, that's my feeling, and you'd have to tell Agnew too. I have to tell him. Well, you don't tell him a hell of a lot. Just say there's been some major developments, and that Haig is going off. Haig and Henry are going to meet with the president in Florida, and then Haig is going off to Saigon. I don't think I'd mention to them the bombing thing, would you? Or would you?
Well, we're going to have to mention it to Laird.
Because it'll be all right. Okay.
I'm not sure how long it'll take us, but I'm sure that we'd have to give them at least 24 hours.
Then you could, all right, you could tell Rogers and Laird that, that I plan to stay for that length of time. I guess that's what you have to do.
And then we'd.
But no damn leaders. I don't want any leaders informed then.
Oh no, right.
Not on Saturday. And not
on Sunday.
Now, what do you tell? This is a very important point. What do you tell congressmen, our senators, and congressmen on this score, Laird?
Scott and Ford.
Yeah, you've met with them, have you?
No, sir. I won't meet with them until this afternoon.
Yeah.
I just want, I'll just go down the
company
we had and, you know, indicate that if there are any developments, I'll give them a call.
And then, but let's suppose Sunday morning, what would you tell them? Because I don't want them to be in a position where...
I think I...
Can you, you can't
I
even use...
Say that he's back. There have been some developments.
There have been some developments, and Haig is going to Saigon.
He's gone out to Saigon.
Saigon. And that it's therefore very important not to. We don't want to tell them that there's been progress.
No, and we don't want them to say that Haig is going off to Saigon.
I think that'll be announced on it before they go on.
No, though. He wouldn't be leaving until Sunday evening.
I leave then, but wouldn't we announce it before then? Oh, I see.
Well, I would think we'd.
All right. All right, you just say there have been some developments, and the president is having a all-day meeting on it, and. But without their saying anything about it, and tell them they should not characterize the developments at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But that it's very important, therefore, that the negotiations are underway in a serious way. You could say that. There have been some developments. Serious negotiations are taking place. And there is going to indicate optimism or pessimism. But there is a chance, and we don't want that chance destroyed. And that's the way I'd have them handle that.
Right, yes, sir.
How's that sound to you?
That sounds just fine, yes, sir.
Okay, you bring over anything when you get it.
I will.
All right.